Recording now. So, I need the order. So, all right, what's your word? Zainab, what's your
name?
Naka? Ala? Okay, where is Ala? Yeah, go before Zainab.
Okay.
Ala? Okay. What's your word?
Sara.
Sara? And you?
Morseline.
Oh, I had Morseline.
You had
Morseline? Oh, she had it.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's okay. So, let's do you were right end of ayah 2. End, write down instead of writing the word right end of line, or actually end of ayah 1.
In Arabic?
Yeah, just write it in English. End of ayah 1. Okay? Now, you need to exchange the papers. Okay? And stand in an order of recitation. No, don't. It's, you know, like random exchange. Don't plan it. You know? Random exchange. Okay. And actually, put down his. Oh, this is a more salud. Oh, okay. Now,
because I have to.
Right.
Is there any?
Can you go get me the roasters from Sister Sara?
Is this class A?
This is, yeah, level 4 or room 4? Or just say room 4 and she'll know. Hold on. Did you exchange stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to have him order you. So sort to them. Yeah, sort to them. No, from memory.
Oh, from what they're saying?
Yeah, from memory. So you sort them from memory. Apple? Where is Yassin?
Yeah.
Oh, don't say that. I want him to figure it out. She is Yassin. Okay. And then? What is after Yassin?
That's me.
That's you?
Yeah. And then,
okay, hold on. Give it to him. Stand in place. Get out. Stand in place. Yeah. You sort to them here.
So I can't see what this.
No, you can't see.
Okay, so Irfan.
Huh? Irfan is what?
Is, I say the...
Yes, say the word.
Oh, one Quran. And then...
Get the person who has the word next to you to Yassin.
Can I see?
No.
What is it?
You're supposed to memorize it, sir.
No, I know what's next, but I just don't know who has it.
No, just... Okay, just say the next word. Just say.
Oh, Hakim.
Where?
Wait, what? Walker? I know Hakim, so.
Yes, Yassin?
Yassin.
We did Yassin. So
yeah,
where is the Quran?
Irfan's next, because he had Al
Quran. Al Quran, okay.
So,
go in the order. Go in the order.
So, who's
so who has Al Quran? You? Okay. Stay in the order. Stop. Now, what is the next word? Al-Hakim, who has Al-Hakim? Go next.
Oh, I know.
Huh? Then what?
Innaka.
Innaka.
Oh,
where is Innaka? Here.
Okay.
Innaka. Lamina? Mm-hmm. Nobody has Lamina? Lamina al-Mursaleen, Tayyip. Lamina al-Mursaleen.
Yeah, Lamina al-Mursaleen, but Mursaleen's its own word.
Zainab, what do you have?
Allah.
There's no Allah in the whole two ayats. Yassin or Quran.
Yassin
or Quran al Hakim.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So, alright. So let me do this. So we don't have what Quran, right? Do we have the Quran?
No. We don't have the Quran. Oh.
We don't have the mina? We
no,
have the mina?
Oh.
You have the mina?
I have not.
Why did you sit down?
Yeah.
Do you have the mina?
No, I have not.
Okay. Continue. What is after the mina?
Mursaleen.
Do we have a Mursaleen?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, repeat after me just for a few, five times. Yasin.
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 Wal Qur'an al Hakim.
Wal Qur'an al Hakim.
Yasin.
Yasin.
Wal Qur'an al Hakim.
Wal Qur'an al Hakim.
Innaka lamin al mursaleen. Now, everyone write on your sheet of paper the next ayah. So sit down on your desk. And then?
Wait, with our same papers?
Yeah, same paper, different papers, doesn't matter.
Yeah,
either one.
I think it's something that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who's going to write in Naka?
I have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who has ala? Who has ala? Innaka ala? Innaka ala? Right ala? Right surat? Ala surat? Oh, you have innaka. Ala surat? Right mustaqim? Mustaqim? And next, tanzeel? Next, tanzeel?
Wait, already.
Tanzeel, here. Al-Aziz.
Al-Aziz, okay.
Al-Hakim. Okay, now get up and sort yourself. Yeah, of course, again. Yalla, set up your...
Wait, you have to order them again?
Yeah, sort yourself in the order. إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم. ها، let me see. Sort yourself. Stand up and sort yourself. Okay.
I don't want mine.
Oh, it's
fine.
I'll leave it, right? I'll leave it, right? Okay. What, Zainab, what do you have? Mustaqim. Hmm? What do you have? You have what? Zainab, what do you have?
Mustaqim.
Mustaqim. And you have Tanzeel. And you have
Al-Aziz.
Al-Aziz,
yeah.
All right. Now, what do you have?
Nothing.
Oh, sit down, buddy. Come sit down. Oh, I'm standing behind you. All right. Now, sort of yourself. You have the middle. You have the separation between the first ayah and second ayah. So you will be the ayah mark between the two ayahs. Yalla, sort yourself. Just lamina,
right?
Yeah. Okay,
so this is the fourth ayah.
And you, Mursali, lamina, al Mursali. No, we read that. Naka, lamina, al Mursali. Ala, Surakin, Mustaqim. Right? Okay, let me say it again. Okay. Ala Suratun Mustaqim. Tanzila Al Azizi Al Hakim.
Isn't it
Al Rahim? Sorry.
Okay.
Tanzil Al Aziz Al Rahim. Okay, stand and sort yourself back.
Is I have 4 and 5?
Hmm?
I have 4 and 5?
Yes. Okay, next time. Next time, I will ask you guys to write the word and organize yourself by yourself. Okay. Organize what you have. Hold on. You are the separation between the ayat.
Yes. Yeah, so
you?
Yeah.
No, Tanzeel Aziz Rahim. So what do you have?
Rahim,
yeah. Tanzeel Aziz Rahim. Anyway, now you stand like this and I get you to sit down one by one after reciting. Mm-hmm. Yes, you know, just say the whole thing. Yes,
I have one Quran.
No, the whole ayat. It's the memorization test.
Yes,
keep going.
I don't know the rest of it.
Then you didn't do your homework for this time. So,
can you? Three.
Yes, 1 to 3, that was the first time. Now today is 3 to 5. Anybody memorizes 3 to 5?
I kind of know what to do.
Go ahead.
Good job. I got the wrong homework.
Yasin? That's fine. Zina? Okay. Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Okay. Check the ones who did it. You, give her like 10. And who did it here? 4?
I did 4.
1 to 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And a little bit of 6.
Where is the grade?
Just put this one.
Confusion.
Okay. Now, sit down in your places.
Who else
got it full? All right. We're now going to we're going to ayah laqad haqqa alqawm 'ala aktharihim fahum la yu'minun laqad haqqa alqawl yasin wal quran alhakim innaka lamin al-mursalin 'ala sirat al-mustaqim tanzil al-'aziz al-rahim لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. Okay, so I need you to print out the first page of Surah Yasin and bring it to class. Okay, all right,
print the first page.
I print it from the computer, yeah. Or copy it from the Quran if you don't have it. Okay. Now we're going to talk about the next ayah, which is, we talked already about لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. Okay, so that's the ayah that you'll be memorizing, the new ayah. So next time we'll be tested from ayah 1 to ayah what?
6.
7.
Okay.
I'm adding one more ayah from 1 to 7. And of course, the usual thing, which is to summarize the class and say 200 word and email them to you.
Is that always the homework?
Yeah, but I will give you different thinking points.
But we didn't
take notes
today.
Hmm?
We didn't take notes.
You took Arabic?
Oh, you don't get tell us to do it for Arabic. You tell us to do it for Quran. We didn't take notes today for Quran.
So listen, he's a postman.
I'm going to say the notes now.
Oh, okay.
Give the notes.
Okay. So لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Okay, see, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا لَقَدْ حَقَّ actually we are لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Actually, we'll explain the ayah that you will be memorizing. So Allah saying that my word came true on them. So my word in the past, okay, was that those guys are going to go to hell. Okay? That's the word of Allah. So now comes a question. Why Allah will take somebody to hell if he knows ahead of time that, you know, or, you know, it's like, do we have a free will or we don't? Do we have a free will?
Yeah.
Okay. If we have a free will, then Allah is saying that he blinds the eyes. Go ahead.
Can you record this?
Yeah, it's right here.
Okay.
So why did Allah say is that He blinded their eye? He blinded their eyes, and then Allah says that whatever He decreed about them before is coming true, or whatever His word that was written long time ago, this word is that they are going to go to hell. You understand? So before Allah creates the universe, Allah has written to everybody his shares. And this is in Surah Al-Zukhruf. In Surah Al-Zukhruf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Surah Al-Zukhruf, if I'm not mistaken. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he divided the shares of everyone in 4 days. Okay, he created heavens and earth in 3 days and the in 3 days. Half of the time was to divide and to write down what every person is going to have, what every person is going to do. Okay? Remember, he wrote it before it happens. So he knows what will happen. Okay? So he wrote it down. Now the question is, do we still have a free will if Allah wrote it down a long time ago? And he's saying, my word came true in this ayah, ayah number 6.
Are you going to write it down on the board?
No. So ayah number 6, لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنْذِرَ أَبَاهُمْ. You can pass the Quran for everybody to write it down. Ayah number 6. So you can copy it. So لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا, I'm sorry, إِنَّ جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا. لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون. Right?
Yeah.
Ayah number 7.
Of 7 or 6?
No, this is ayah number 7 because the number comes after the ayah.
I know. This one right here.
Okay. Yeah, no. I'm sorry. Number 7. Number 7. Okay, so Allah is saying that the word that I've written in my book about them is coming true. Are you guys understand the meaning of what I say? Allah, okay, before you even exist, Allah has written in your book, in his book about you, that you're going to be doing X, Y, Z, and you're going to go to hellfire. Or you're going to do this and go to Jannah. So Allah wrote it, and of course He knew it. Go ahead.
So maybe the question can be answered: do we still have free will for those who died a long time ago? That maybe those who saw what we would do a long time ago, and He was writing down what was to come, not that He was deciding what would happen.
Exactly. Allah's knowledge is infinite, infinite knowledge. So it's not limited. So he knows what has happened in the future. He knows what's happened tomorrow. He knows what is happening the day after tomorrow. He knows what's happening in the past. And he wrote it based on his knowledge. His knowledge. Now, let me explain to you what I mean by wrote it according to his knowledge. Okay. All everybody in the classroom, if I ask you a question, which is, do cows fly?
Yeah.
Who said yeah?
Well, if they're in a game and you attach them to an airplane, then I suppose so.
No, I'm saying, can cows fly?
If Allah
creates them. Yeah, but no, I'm talking to you, asking you a common sense question. Do cows fly?
No.
Okay. You know the answer very well? Now, would you say that I predicted your answers before you say it?
Yeah.
I predicted the answer. I knew the answer before you answered. Why? You understand the point here that I'm trying to make? So, I know that you're going to say, cows don't fly. Why? Because you're not 40 years old.
And we're not brain damaged,
I'm sure. Yeah. See? See what I'm saying here? Do you get it?
Yeah.
So, how did I know the answer? Because I know you, and I know the question. Okay, so I know you. You guys are all, you know, young men and women, young boys and girls. And then on the top of that, I know the question is very easy to me to know it. Okay, so when I ask you the question, I know the answer ahead of time. It's like what they call it, rhetorical question or something.
Rhetorical.
Your turn.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you're gonna have to answer. It's spelled R-H-E-T-O-R-I-C-A-L.
Okay. What I'm trying to say here, the point that I'm trying to say is that I ask the question, I know the question, and I know you. Based on my knowledge about you, based on my knowledge about the question, I wrote in my book that the kids will say yes. Well, I'm sorry, the students will say no. Would this surprise you?
No, not really.
You understand? If I ask you, do cows fly? What do you say?
We said no.
No. I knew your answer before you say it, right? Because, why? Because I know you, you're not 40 years old, and I know the question is easy. Got it? Okay, does that explain how Allah writes in His books, before we're even born, what are our choices? Because He knows exactly, because He knows us very well, and He knows the questions or the trials very well. So just like me asking the question. Okay? So Allah doesn't ask the question. Allah goes right away and write it down. Because He knows you. He knows the tests that He's going to giving you. And He knows you're going to perform. This is one way. Another way, you know, some people come and say, we don't have a choice. If it's written in the book of Allah, then it has to happen. We're forced. They come to you and say, we're forced. We're forced to do it. And there was a guy at the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. And this guy, he was caught stealing. So he started playing smart with Umar ibn al-Khattab. He said, Allah wrote it in His book that I will steal. So there was no, you know, there's no way out of it. Didn't Allah write it in His book? Didn't Allah write it in His book? That I'm going to steal. So it's not, don't blame me, blame Allah. That's what he said. Guess what was the answer from Umar radiallahu anhu? What would you answer? Go ahead.
Not his exact words, but I'm so afraid that that's not true. It's your own decision to do this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was only predicting what he would do in the future.
It's not predicting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what you're going
decree
to do.
Or seen.
Yes.
Okay,
yes. You can say projected, you can say calculated.
Yeah.
But, you know, actually, it's sort of, he knows you, he knows this, then he would know the answer. So now, guess what Umar ibn Khattab answer was? So the guy says, okay, I stole because it's written in the books of Allah that I steal, I am not, I don't have a choice. Don't blame me, blame Allah. Allah is responsible. Okay? He's the one that written in His books that I will steal. So don't punish me. I had no choice. I had no what?
Choice.
Guess what was the sweet answer from Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? He replied and said, same thing here. Allah wrote in His book that I will cut your hand. You get it?
Yeah.
Allah will write in His book that I cut your hand. So I am forced. Don't blame me. Go blame Allah. This is called, he turned the table on him, or like, you know.
Or irony.
So here, you need to understand this. Another thing you need to understand is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows the future without forcing us to do what He knows. You tell me how, I tell you this is from the wonders of Allah. That He knows the future. Okay? Before it happens. And not force people to make the decisions that He wrote. Okay? You say, what does that mean? I explain to you. In order for me to make a plan. Okay? So, I make a plan. And I force the people to follow my plan. In order for me to predict the future, what do? Or in order for me to control the future, what do? I make a plan and force people to follow my plan, right? Now, Allah is different. Allah doesn't have to force people to follow His plan. Allah knows ahead of time their choices without forcing them. So now you say, okay, Allah blinds the eyes of people. That just like the ayah after that, just like the ayah after that, which is ayah number 8, which is لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْءُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَذْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ وَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ سَدًّا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدًّا. So now all, both of these ayat are telling that Allah is the one who blinds their eyes. You see, Allah is the one who built a barrier between them and the truth. Do you understand how serious is that when Allah is saying it? Allah said, I blinded their eyes, I sealed their hearts. So that I blinded their eyes so that they don't see the truth, and I sealed their hearts so that they have no feelings, no acceptance. They don't accept the truth because their heart is sealed. Why do we blame them if, in this case? If Allah blinded their eyes, okay, and Allah closed, sealed their hearts, so they don't know the truth. Why are we blaming them then? You should blame Allah, the one who blinded them and the one who sealed their hearts. Right? Go ahead.
But he already knew what would happen in the future, so that's why he sealed their hearts in the first place. So it's their own fault that he did it. It wasn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fault, it was their own, because he always knew what would happen in the future, so it would make no difference if he blinded their eyes and their hearts.
Exactly right. But let me give you answer it from a different angle. This different angle is, the way I want to answer it is, Allah will blind their eye as a punishment for them blinding their eyes on the truth. You got it? So, Allah blinds the eyes if you chose that to blind your eye from seeing the truth. Okay? If you blind your eye, who forced you to blind your eye? Nobody. Yeah, nobody forced you to blind your eye from the truth. This is the choice you made, right? So when you made that choice, okay, Allah, as a punishment for you making that choice, Allah will blind your eye from seeing the truth. You got it? And in the day of judgment, you will be resurrected with a blind eye. You got it? So now, how about sealing the hearts? You chose to reject the truth. Your heart, you chose to reject the truth. So because you chose to reject the truth, then Allah will punish you by sealing your heart. You got it? In other words, let me put it this way. You started first. When somebody says, oh, blame Allah, he sealed my heart, I said, you started first. How did you start first?
Because he knows what you're going to do.
Yeah, but the reason he started first, Allah will tell the guy, you started first. Because you chose, because you chose to blind your eye, because you chose what? Because you chose to blind your eye. Yes, or our eyes. From what? From seeing the truth. Got it? So as a punishment, Allah will blind your eye. Okay? So, you started by blinding. Can you write it down here? Say, write down, you started. You started it, okay? You started it by blinding your eyes from seeing the truth. So, as a punishment, Allah makes you blind. You got it? Same thing here. If you choose, Allah says, I help the believers. Why? Because they choose the right path, so Allah will give them the right path. The other guys choose the wrong path, then Allah will give them the what? Wrong path. You got that? Because in two ayahs, Allah, in this surah, right next to each other, Allah's talking about His word came true on them. It means that whatever was written in His book was true. That's the meaning of the ayah. And then the other ayah, that Allah has sealed their hearts. Okay? Allah has built a barrier and sealed their hearts because, as a punishment for their choices. I need you to understand this very well. Because a lot of people say, well, it's Allah's fault, we didn't do, it wasn't our choice, He wrote it before the universe was made, and keep giving you all these ridiculous, silly, ridiculous excuses. You got it? So you know to have to answer. You say, Allah knew it, because He knew us, and He knew the question. Just like I mentioned the cow example, cows flying. And then if He tells you, okay, but He sealed our heart, say Him, He sealed your heart because you started first. You sealed your heart from the truth by your choice, so He's sealing your heart, okay, as punishment. If you chose to open your eyes and open your heart by your choice, then He will bless you with Jannah by His choice. Got it? Now, the ayah, you started it by blinding your eye from the truth. Therefore Allah blinds your eyes from seeing the truth. Okay? All right. There are two names mentioned here in this surah. There are two names of Allah in this ayah in particular. Okay? It's Tanzeel al-Aziz al-Rahim. Why did Allah combine al-Aziz and al-Rahim together to make a twin? You notice that in the Quran, Allah is using pairs of His names. Okay? Pairs, Aziz Rahim, Aziz Ghafoor, Ghafoor Halim. He uses pair. Every time He talks about His names of the Quran, He uses names, like He combines two names together. The question is, why is Allah combining Al-Aziz and Al-Rahim? Can you think? Aziz means mighty. Rahim means merciful. Go ahead. Yeah. The reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Al-Aziz, the mighty, and because Allah said Al-Aziz the Mighty, then you do remember, or it comes into your mind, that this mighty God.
Can I go to bathroom?
Go ahead. You come to your heart that He is mighty. So He is going to oppress us. You know what I'm saying? Because He's mighty, the minute you hear mighty, the minute you remember about a mighty guy, you know, bossing you around and beating you up. So Allah wants to say, I am mighty, yes, but I am also merciful, which means that I'm not going to abuse my power.
Huh? He's strict?
No, He's not going to abuse His power. Like, He's mighty, strong, but He's Rahim. So He's not going to abuse His power by not giving people rahmah. No, He says, I'm mighty, at the same time, I am rahim. So if any of negative thoughts, when you say, somebody says mighty, then your negative thoughts will go into your brain, negative thought, by saying, okay, this guy is mighty. This guy is mighty. I don't want to see him. I want to run away from him. He's mighty. But Allah says, yes, I am mighty, but I am Rahim. You got it? See how it works together?
Yeah.
Yes, I am mighty, but I am Rahim. So don't worry. Don't worry. You're meeting Al-Aziz Al-Rahim, the Mighty, the Merciful. You got it? So here, write down and say, Allah, another bullet. Like,
put a bullet here and put a bullet.
Allah combines two of his name, Al-Aziz and Al-Rahim, which is Mighty and Al-Aziz and Al-Rahim, because, are you writing that? So, all right. Also, anytime Allah's mighty ayahs, or like ayahs of greatness, how mighty and powerful and rich is Allah. Okay, like for example, when we say Allah's rich, it comes into your mind a guy who's rich, who's not going to give you anything because he's greedy, right? So then you say, when you say Allah's rich, and then you say Kareem, Ghani Kareem, rich and generous. So, he's rich and generous, then you love it. Yeah, let me ask for things then. He's rich and generous. Now, the yesterday, last time I informed you about the difference between Wahid and Al-Ahad. Who remembers that? Last week, we talked about the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Right? Oh, look at your nose. You can be near your nose. Yeah. So what is the difference between the Rahman and the Rahim?
Rahman was like, it's showing just mercy to the good people on the day of judgment, and then he was showing mercy to
everyone as well. Okay. So he's Rahim where, and he's Rahman where? Is he Rahman in this life?
No, the day of judgment.
He is Rahman in the day of judgment?
Yeah.
And in this life is Rahim? It's the other way around.
Oh.
Rahman means he gives benefits to those who deserve and those who don't deserve, to good guys and bad guys.
Uh-huh.
But Rahim, in the day of judgment, he gives only, he got only rewards to the good guys. Bad guys get hell. They don't get anything. They get actually torture and punishment. But he subhanahu wa ta'ala is where, here in this life, is he. Hold on. In this life, Allah's right. Yes, but is he Rahman or Rahim? You can review your minutes. In this life, he's what? A Rahman. You know, when we say Superman, Allah in this life is Super Rahim. Super Rahim is like he gives mercy, which is a Rahman, is Subar Rahim, which he gives mercy to those who deserve and those who don't deserve. Rahim means he gives mercy to the ones who deserve only. And the reason Allah does that, is because in this life, he wants us to have a free will. Because he has to have a free will, we have to get benefits from him, regardless whether you believers, regardless whether we're good guys or bad guys. If we're bad guys, Allah still will give us our chance. So He still gives us benefit. Air, water, health, life, everything. He gives you everything. Okay, without discrimination between rich and poor, good guys and bad guys. It's like decided by Allah like that. If Allah will be only Rahim in this life, and he gives only benefits to the ones who deserve, then we will have no choice. Got it? All right. I'll see you next week, inshallah. And the homework will be posted. Yeah.